Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
And we are back here on Thursday Night Tailgate, turning on our spotlight on the positive. Bob, who are you spotlighting this week?
This week, I'm going to go throughout our list of the Walter Payton Man of the Year nominees, Chris. I'm going to go and stop at the Chicago Bears nominee this year, Allen Robinson, the wide receiver. First and foremost, Chris, he's a very underrated player. If people had to try to envision him, he caught 98 passes this year on a team that, you know, you don't think of them as a passing crew. So he had a heck of a year. And this is a guy that started his career about 5-6 years ago in Jacksonville, and has been in Chicago a few years ago. And when he was in Jacksonville, Chris, he actually came up with his foundation that he runs. It's called the Within Reach Foundation. And it's pretty much geared toward educational opportunities for low-income inner-city kids. So he's brought that program to Chicago, and it's basically about getting books in the hands of kids that just can't afford them or don't have access to them. And I read some stats, and it's on the website, the NFL website today, Chris. This is amazing to me. He these kids in Chicago that don't have books, well, there's been some studies done. His goal is to get books into the hands of about 5,000 students before the end of this year. And he cited some stats that are incredible. He said, you know, kids that can read 15 minutes a day outside the classroom, that adds up to more than 1 million words per year, Chris. And the stats say that people who read more than 1 million words will likely be in the top 2% of their class. These are pretty incredible numbers. And he's really taking these numbers and run with them. So that's what he's doing as far as the books. He's very involved in the Boys and Girls Club there. And he's done an awful lot of stuff with other places. He has, especially around the holidays, he's very active, Chris. He has, part of his foundation is the Operation ELF program, where he'll get kids, 40 to 50 kids, at Christmas. And give them gifts of obviously that things that they wouldn't have got without his help. He does a lot with that. He does an awful lot with autographs. He says he never misses a chance to greet groups or sign autographs, pose for photos. He does everything the right way, Chris. And he continues it in Chicago now. And again, his emphasis on education is what really makes him stand out. And so his biography is quite lengthy if you go to the NFL.com website and read about the nominee. So we got to give a good shout out this weekend to Mr. Allen Robinson of the Chicago Bears. Had a great year on the field and continues to do great things off, Chris.
Yeah, he does. And that's fantastic stuff. And some of those, you know, stats that you rattled off there about the 15 minutes and the words.
Right.
That's fantastic stuff. Yeah, good for him and the work he's doing. Bob, I'm going to cross over to the NBA for my spotlight on the positive this week and put it on local guy, Atlanta Hawks star Trae Young. And he partnered with a local nonprofit agency, Bob, to pay off $1 million of medical debts for people in the Atlanta area who couldn't afford to pay them. The nonprofit organization is called RIP Medical. They're a nonprofit that was formed by two former debt collectors. And they used donated funds, outside of Trae Young, they used donated funds to purchase portfolios of medical debt on the secondary market. They pay pennies on the dollar for these debts. And, you know, based on those donations, they turn around and pay those off. Well, they bought $1,059,186.39 worth of medical debts. And Trae Young got involved. So they bought it for pennies on the dollar. He paid $10,000. To pay off that $1 million worth of debt. He did that through his foundation. So that little over $1 million was made up of 570 people who owed on average just a little under $2,000 each. Now they don't owe anything. and they can breathe a little bit easier. And those folks each received a branded RIP medical letter and a big yellow envelope letting them know that their debts were paid off. Those letters arrived back on January the 3rd. And Young said he grew up in a family that, you know, that struggled with debt, and he wanted to be able to do something to positively impact the city of Atlanta in a way that was very special to him. And again, you know, like I say, as a kid who grew up knowing what debt and how that could cripple the adults in a family, he wanted to make sure that he did something along those lines to get those families at least a little more breathing room and a little less stress than what they were going through. So kudos to Atlanta Hawks star Trey Young for making such a positive impact on hundreds of lives here in the city of Atlanta. I thought that was worth crossing over to a different sport tonight, Bob.
That's terrific, Chris. Like Robinson, he's made a lot of people happy, especially around the holidays, and that is a tremendous. And what's good about Trey, such a young guy, Chris. So to do things at such a young age, to be able to do things at such a young age, you figure he's going to be doing it for an awful long time, and he gets it already, and that's the kind of guys we love to feature.
Yeah, it is, and I have a sneaking suspicion to what you just said, that this won't be the last time that we're talking about Trey Young in this segment of the show. All right, Bob, time for us to put a bow on this edition of Thursday Night Tailgate. Our sincere thanks go out to Kurt Wooten, Tony Collins. You know, hopefully we get to hear from Tony and get his picks for this week. Kevin Chalfont and Paul Alexander for all joining us tonight. Bob, and as always, a lot of fun getting to speak to those guys tonight with you and for making Thursday nights so very special for me.
That was a blast, Chris. It's always a pleasure working with you. And when we're joined by old friends, it even makes it better. So we'll do it again next week.
That's right. We got a lot of old friends coming back again next week. We're going to be joined by former Pitt and at that time San Diego Chargers, obviously now L.A. Chargers, defensive end Bert Grossman, a great friend of the show. Looking forward to catching up with Bert. Former Vikings Pro Bowl defensive tackle Keith Millard will be back with us, as will former Falcons, Broncos, and Seahawks wide receiver Mike Pritchard. And then, of course, Tony Collins. Hopefully we get to catch up with Tony next week. So, like I say, a lot of great friends on tap for you next week. It's going to be an outstanding night. We hope you'll come back and be a part of it with us. Always like to remind you how you can follow us on social media. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at CT Mascaro. Bob is at Bob_Lazzari, and the show is at TNT Podcast. Please visit us on Facebook. Both Bob and I have our own Facebook pages, and we have one for the show as well, Thursday Night Tailgate. Give us a like. That's very important to us. Please check out our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com. On there, you're going to be able to see what our guest schedule looks like, so who we have scheduled to join us. Plus, we link back to our page over on Podbean, so you can stream the show right online or download the Podbean app, and that way you can stream the show and take us with you everywhere you go. Plus, if you just happen to love podcasts, boy, Podbean's got, you know, so many great ones across all genres as well. Bob, take us home, my friend.
Okay, Chris, you enjoy the games this weekend, my friend. And we want to also thank our announcer, Joe Lajanusa, for the great job he always does with our intro and ads. We also want to give a shout out to Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band for the upcoming outro music. And on behalf of myself and Chris, we want to thank everyone out there tonight for listening. We appreciate you the very most. Until next week, good night, Kevin, Terry, and Rusty. We miss you guys.
Coming down the mountain, I take a breath of sin. Can't tell the day or time, but I know this day will end. Another